Chapter 27, Witness. This experience is all about, you guessed it, witnessing what is going on inside of you. Witnessing is a really helpful skill to cultivate because when the emotion is really strong and kind of scary for us to move toward, we can always step back into witnessing what is going on from the perspective of our true self or our soul. Witnessing offers us a safe place that we can stand in to observe whatever is present within us without getting lost, which is our big fear, in the strong emotion of it. So let's begin by once again dropping into that safe space inside of ourselves by letting our eyes close and becoming aware of our breathing. Feel the breath breathing you in that comforting way, exactly as it wants to do that. Just breathing and feeling the sensations of the breath coming and going in their gentle way. Feel the breath breathing you. One breath long, one breath short. Just feel each breath in its uniqueness as it comes in and goes back out of your body. And now you can invite the body sensations and emotions that were present in the previous experiences to come into your awareness. Or there may be new ones that are going on right now. Or there may be some combination of some of the things that you encountered during those previous experiences, along with some new places in your body that have new things going on. In any case, the important thing to do is to feel them. Just feel and breathe with whatever's going on. And now, step back into being the witness. Instead of focusing on feeling what is there, especially if it's scary or very intense, simply observe whatever is present. See it all from the viewpoint of the self that you are. Just breathing and witnessing. Notice what you're aware of as the witness self. From this vantage point, what can you see about your overcoats? Can you sense their energetic texture or pattern? Do you notice anything about them that you weren't previously aware of? As you witness, is it easier to remember the sensations and feelings are transitory phenomena, not solid reality? Does resting in the witness self help you to see that they are separate from and external to the core of your true self? Feel the difference between resting in the self as the witness and identifying with the contents of your overcoats. And if you'd like more time to be with this, Simply push the pause button for as long as you like. And when you're ready to return, contemplate the questions and the statements in the reflection section at the end of this chapter.